It's not an act, it's real.
I get you on tape now. Amen. All right, praise God. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us this time together and in our praise and worship night. And Lord, let it all be up to you. Let it be coming up to you, and let it be a sweet smell to you, Lord. And I know it's going to help us to shake our spirits and get our spirits involved in this. And we praise you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, for all the wonderful gifts that people got today. And Lord, I thank you that you've blessed a lot of people today also that were in need. And I thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Anybody got any prayer requests? Yeah, Obadiah.
I wanted to ask for prayer because I kind of have like a cold and I'm having a trouble with my taste and smelling, and I wanted prayer for my taste and smelling.
That's real important there. In the name of Jesus, right now, we command this spirit of infirmity that is trying to attack Obi. We bind you from coming into him in Jesus' name, and we command anything that he has messed with to be gone in Jesus' name. We thank you for complete restoration in Obi's body. And we thank you, Father, that he is healed, delivered, and made whole by the stripes of Jesus, and we praise you for it, Father. You believe that, Obi? Amen. It's done. Thank you, Lord. All right, Missy.
My neighbor called me yesterday. I'd asked for prayer for Peto because ambulance came and got him the other day because he couldn't breathe. And I talked to Mila yesterday, and she said, "Say some extra prayers for Peto." She said he's not doing good, so we just break all word curses off Peto. Peto is not going to leave this earth until he's perfectly ready, Lord, to go and be with you. And he is healed. He is preserved until he is ready to go and be with you, Lord. And I just praise you and I thank you, Lord, for doing that. And put peace and rest in Mila's heart, Lord. In Jesus' name. Put faith in both their hearts, Lord. Give them real, true faith, Lord. Give them the gift of faith. And I thank you, Lord, for doing that. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory be to God. We believe it. Okay, anyone else? Yeah, Anna, go ahead.
I wanna praise the Lord. I'm pretty sure we all prayed here for my dad's friend Stanley here on the outreach. Does that sound familiar? He was in hospice with bone cancer. I know we prayed locally, but anyways, so the last two times my dad went to Washington this year, he, went and visited Stanley, and so basically he was put in hospice with this bone cancer. His legs were deteriorating, and he wasn't able to walk because of it. He's in a wheelchair. But he really didn't belong in hospice because he's not dying. He's just, now he's been in there so long and they just need to get him out because he's not dying. He's doing really good. We've been praying for him. He's doing so good. But this just kind of tickled me a little bit what the Lord did. So when my dad was there, he helps him with a bunch of stuff because his family doesn't really help him. He pays his phone bill, and my dad went down and bought him a new phone, and because his family's just not really taking care of him. He doesn't really have anybody. He's got some family, but they're not, taking care of his, a lot of his needs. But so my dad was, "What do you want, Stanley?" And he made him a pecan pie, and he, "What can I get for you?" And he said, "I would love to have some prime rib. They don't have any prime rib in this house." So my dad did this research on prime rib, and he said the best prime rib he's ever made. But he took it down to him, and he said the guy ate two slices that were like this big and super thick. And I was like, "Wow, that is not the appetite of a dying man." I was just like, "Wow, thank you, Lord." And then he said, "Is there more?" And my dad said, "I'll bring you back some more." So I was just like, "Wow, Lord." Obi wants me to mention this too. So he hasn't been able to really sit up in his bed very well because his back hurts him so much from the bone degeneration. But one time he had sleepwalked and went to the end of his bed and was standing there when he woke up, and he was just standing there like he'd been healed. And so it was like the Lord was just showing him what he could do. So just
Praise
thank you,
God.
Lord. Thank you, Father, for continuing to draw Stanley, and thank you, Lord, for just giving him the divine revelation of faith and healing, and completing the good work that you've started, and welcoming him out of that hospice house in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. He's already healed to your glory, Lord, that he would give you the glory for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Missy.
That whole appetite thing, you know, reminded me of something. My mom emailed me as kids today saying that they had a really good meal at the retirement community that they have, and that dad ate more than half his meal because his appetite hadn't been too great. He went through a spell a while back where he had lost some weight, but then he got his appetite back. And that was a reminder to me to continue to pray in that specific area. But she said that recently they were at the doctor and he gained a pound and a half. So praise the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for
Amen.
restoring my dad's appetite fully, completely, in Jesus' name, and that he puts weight back on majorly. Not fat, that he didn't get fat, but that he gets strong, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for doing that. Praise you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. All right, anyone else? No, I didn't. But I will. I will. I will. Do-do-do-do. Yep. Okay, anybody else got anything they'd like to share?
Just hi, everyone. I opened up, but I've been busy.
Yeah. Elisha's waving at you, Debbie. All right. Anybody got anything they want to share? All right. Let's get some music going here. Let's get some music going here. Give me just a minute here. Huh, wait a minute, I'm not hearing anything. Just a minute. me try it again here. Hang on. All right, now we should be able to be going. I'm getting what I'm having problems here because I'm getting double stuff here. Just give me a minute. Okay. Didn't do worth it. Didn't do anything. Okay, let's do this again. Can y'all see it?
It's not full screen though.
We can see it and we can hear it.
A thousand sparkling stars upon a midnight summer sky. The majesty and wonder of the ocean's endless tide. Why you would love someone like me?
waking or sleeping, thy presence, my life. Be thou my wisdom, thou my true word.
You hear them drums in there, homie?
Thank you. Alive, alive, sing.
Number one on the list, Debbie.
The Lord is my shepherd, there's nothing I need. You lead me to the safest places. You lead me to the safest places. To walk in the meadow and lie by the stream. You meet me in the quiet places. You meet me in the quiet places. Your goodness and your mercy will follow me all the days of my life. All the days of my life. And I'll dwell in your house for eternity. I'll be there by your side. I'll be there by your side.
Though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, I don't have to fear no evil, for I know that you are with me. With oil of blessing, you cover my head. You fill me to overflowing. My cup is overflowing.
Your goodness and your mercy will follow me all the days of my life. All the days of my life. And I'll dwell. I'll be there by your side.
You're the shepherd of my soul. You lead me in the right direction. My comfort and my protection. You're the shepherd of my soul. You prepare a table before me, right in front of my enemies. You're the shepherd of my soul. You lead me in the right direction. My comfort and my protection. You're the shepherd.
Hail Jesus, you're my King.
Hail Jesus, you're my King.
Your life frees me to sing.
Your life frees me to sing.
I will praise you all my days.
I will praise you all my days.
You're perfect in all your ways.
You're perfect in all your ways.
Hail Jesus, you're my Lord.
Hail Jesus, you're my Lord.
Kingdom come.
I want to see your kingdom come.
Not my will, but yours be done.
Not my will, but yours be done.
Glory, glory to the Lamb.
Glory, glory to the Lamb.
You take me into the Lamb.
You take me into the Lamb.
And we will conquer in your name.
I like that song. That's a good one. Uh-oh, here's a good thing. Oh, man, get on up and sing that song. Boy.
Hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises?
belong to God. Here we go. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Every praise. Every praise. It's to our God. Come on, everybody. Sing hallelujah. To our God. Glory, hallelujah. It's to our God. Come on, say every praise. Say every praise. It's to our God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. It's to our God. I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah. To our God.
How many of you would like to participate in one of those street scenes like that? Boy, I would. That'd be awesome.
Your procession, O God, has come into view. the procession of my God and King into the sanctuary, in front of the singers, after them the musicians, with them the tambourine players. Praise God in the great congregation. Praise the Lord in the assembly of his people. Praise you, Lord.
Reflect all your beauty, oh my. my soul longs for you, longs for you, burns for you, glory, oh my Lord. My soul longs for you, longs. Burns for you.
I want to feel you. I need to hear you. You are the light that's leading me to the place where I find calm the storm.
the Lord and He answered me and delivered me from every fear. Those who look on Him are radiant, they'll never be ashamed, they'll never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard me and saved me from
only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Sing hallelujah. Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in to my knees, will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
I just like a child, so innocent. And I'm safe inside your arms, 'cause you won't let go. I've never known a love like yours, no. Jesus, your name is power. It's breath and living water. And your spirit guides me to the heart of the thank you.
I've walled roads that felt endless, where the pain was hard to hide, where the weight of all my failures pulled me down from every side. But even in the shadows, when my hope was running thin, I felt the shepherd's footsteps come walk toward my sin. He didn't ask me for perfection, didn't tell me to be strong. He just picked me up in mercy and showed me I belong. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads my trembling heart beside the quiet waters, restores my weary soul. Even in the darkest valley, I am never alone, for you are with me. Your rod and staff, they bring me home. There's a table set before me in the presence of my fear, and the enemies that have broke me start to tremble when you're near. You pour oil upon my wounds till the hurt begins to fade, and the cup I thought was empty overflows with endless grace. Surely goodness and your mercy have been running after me. Through the storms I tried to outrun, through the nights I couldn't breathe. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads my trembling heart beside the quiet water. Beside the quiet waters, he restores what life stole. And even in my final valley, you will never let me go. For you are with me.
My shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in pastures so calm. By the still waters, He restores my soul. Guides me in righteousness, His mercy unfolds.
Oh, I will not fear, no valley, no night. Your rod and your staff, they keep me in sight. Even in shadows, Your presence is near. Goodness and mercy will follow me here.
You prepare a table in the presence of my foes. Anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely Your promise will never let go. Forever I'll dwell in the house of the Lord.
Oh, I will not fear.
I will not fear.
No valley, no mount.
Valley, no night.
Your rod and your staff.
Your rod and your staff.
They keep me in sight.
They keep me in sight.
Even in shadow.
Even in shadow.
Your presence is near.
Your
will follow me
here. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Through the darkest valley, I'll still hold on. Surely His mercy will follow me home. Yes, forever I'll dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Yes, it is. Out of science, give salvation.
I don't have a clue what went on there on that last one. I was singing. I saw just one picture there, and that was Judy singing. I think y'all's TV was messed up. That's what I'm thinking.
No.
Hey, Andrew.
That was weird.
Josie, Megan, Barbara. All right. Those are some good ones. Did I get everybody's up there, song up there?
Some of I had a couple more up there, Michael, but that's okay because I did that.
I know you had about six or seven of them.
I'll say those for next time.
Yeah. No, you did six or seven this time. Next time you do one. No, I'm just saying. No, I'm just kidding you.
You did three of them. I had two more.
Oh, okay. I tried to put them all up there.
That's okay.
All right. Anyone else got something they want to talk about or pray about? I want to pray something. Would y'all agree with me when I pray? All right. In the name of Jesus right now, I command all heaviness and oppression off of anyone in this group that may be experiencing that. In Jesus' name, I bind you up and cast you off of them right now. In the name of Jesus, be gone right now. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for a good night's sleep for everyone that was experiencing that. And wake up in the morning with energy and brightness and love and God and joy all up in them. In Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for doing that for all of us. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. All right. Anyone else? Hey, what's going on up there in Canada, our 52nd state?
Well, I don't know, nothing much.
There was a bill coming out that they were going to start taking away or saying how some scripture verses were going to be not allowed to be spoken. So I don't know if that's being continued or whatnot, but I think they're pulling back on it. I think they are. So praise God for that.
Yeah, something I seem to think that they were mentioning that some of the verses were evil or hateful. And I said, well, you know, let's investigate to see if some of the scriptures say that God hates. And you want to be on his good side because he loves justice but hates robbery with iniquity. So, you know, Esau, he loved Jacob, but Esau he hated. So you want to be on his good side. You don't want him to hate you. No way. God, there will be a day of wrath, and you don't want that. You know, and he's a father. He's righteous, and he does say that he's going to take vengeance. So I just put it there. You know, you don't want to be on that other side because you want to be on the right side. We're supposed to imitate our father as beloved children and walk in love. And that's contrary to some of the things I heard, allegedly heard. And again, this was YouTube, so I don't know how much of it is accurate. But you don't want to say people hate. There's enough of that going around, slander, hating, murmuring, mocking, scoffing, scorning. So, yeah. We just got in from two different addresses. I went to my brother's.
I went to my mama's.
Yeah, so we couldn't put this one off.
Yeah. There's also whispers of an early election, but I don't think so. But there's a lot that needs to happen for that to happen. The liberals can never let that happen. So, yeah. But it's out there. I think it's just whispers.
Yeah.
So that's news from the north.
Okay. Yeah, you know, there was, you know, Israel had a problem with all them. Judah and Benjamin had a problem with all them northerners. So I hope it doesn't repeat for us. Oh, no. Us, eh? USA. Canadians are known to always say A at the end of USA.
Dad.
What in the world is that?
For us, it's a different thing because our us is not US, but it's a different us. Yes. There is a union and a unity. It really is. There. Let us, you know, it says that verse a lot. And of course, I think it's Philippians 2:13 when it says let us a lot. Verses of Romans. Let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement. That's Philippians 2:13. For it is God that worketh in you both to willing to do according to his compassion. So that's the let us. Anyway. I'm kind of happy. I think the last song did it for me. Even though I didn't see her, you know, I think it was better in some ways that I didn't have to see her shouting. Think of shouting anyway.
My. I'm about to tell her that one.
And, you know, I'm kind of shy, so that's why our camera wasn't on. So, you know, when it's not on, that I'm really in a happy mode. It's not usual that I visit people.
Something interesting happened today. I saw a text by Angelica that she saw a bunch of birds ganged up together, and they were, what were they doing? They were yelling out and singing out or something. Did you see that, Debbie? She didn't hear me, I don't guess.
See what?
the text by Angelica talking about the birds. She saw a bunch of wad of birds that were apparently close to her.
I think she saw a video or something. Cause she said, I don't know how long ago this was, she said on that. But I commented back that a month ago, behind my trailer here, a bunch of trees here, there's a whole bunch of birds just chirping and making all kinds of noise. And then they got really loud. There's like hundreds. Then they got really loud and all took off. And that was so loud. But that was like a month ago. Yeah. It might have been the same time that the video she saw happened. I don't know. She didn't know when that was, she said.
Sometimes when blackbirds and starlings and that kind of thing migrate, they do that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if this is the time of year for that. I think it's a little late for that. But who knows? I don't know. I think that she might have been indicating that it might be the earthquakes or something, a sign or something.
She got the right random, but she didn't know when that took place. And reminded what I experienced was a month ago before it got really cold. But
well, she just saw it, didn't she?
I don't think she saw it with her own eyes. She said that, I don't know when this took place. I'm forgetting what kind of video she came across.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was something she saw. I couldn't be mistaken.
She posed that question.
Okay. Yeah, Julie.
Yeah, I saw a video like that too. The blackbirds were kind of going. I thought it had something to do with the weather changing and that kind of stuff. Okay. But I don't know. Could have been anything.
Well, I'll tell you something that David and I experienced the other night. When I got home, it looked like it'd been raining on my windshield, just dots, clear dots all over my windshield. I hit the windshield wipers and it wouldn't come off. And it was like little spots of silicone or something all over it. And then the next morning, after the sun shone on it and got a little warm, I washed it again, and some of it came off, but not all of it. And I still got some on it, and I think I'm going to have to take a razor and get it off, because it's something that they've been chemtrailing. It has to be that. That's the only place that could be. It's not tree sap like you'd think, but it ain't nowhere near that. We were driving down the road when it got on my vehicle. Oh, it could have been. All right, Andrew, go ahead.
You know, I was wondering about how that would affect, like, the wildlife, the birds and stuff, too. Because they're out there all the time. You know?
Well, it could be. It could be. Well, I know we got hit with a lot of chemtrails this past week. This week.
We did too up here or down. Yeah, up here.
And sometimes the ravens are out here in the winter because they don't fly south. So I'm pretty sure they're the same over there.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I started to ask about that, but I just kept my mouth shut. Amen. Hey, we're out of time. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you, Father, for all that you're doing in our lives. We thank you, Father, for this great and wonderful time coming ahead at the anointing of the man child and all of the people that are in place where you want them to be, and I know that you're going to get them there. And I praise you, and I thank you for that, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for protecting our family that are in harm's way. And I praise you, and I thank you, Lord, that you're going to bring them out of harm's way, keep them out of harm's way, in the name of Jesus, because we've been praying diligently for them. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. All right.